multi-wavelength modeling the set of luminous supersoft X-ray sources in Large Magellanic Cloud and Small Magellanic Cloud, by Augustin Skopel. Classical supersoft X-ray sources (SSSs) are understood as close binary systems in which a massive white dwarf WD accretes from its companion at rates sustaining steady hydrogen burning on its surface, generating bolometric luminosities of 10 to the power of 36 minus 2 times 10 to the power of 38 erg/s. Here, we perform for the first time the global supersoft X-rays to near-infrared (NIR) spectral energy distribution (SED) for the brightest SSSs in LMC and SMC. We test a model in which the ultraviolet (NIR) is dominated by the emission from a compact, unresolved circumstellar nebula represented by the ionized gas outflowing from the SSS. The SED models correspond to luminosities of SSSs a few times 10 to the power of 38 minus 10 to the power of 39 erg/s, radiating at blackbody temperatures of approximately equals 3 times 10 to the 5 kelvins, and indicate nebula continuum, whose emission measure of is greater than or equal to 2 times 10 to the 60 centimeters minus 3 corresponds to a wind mass loss at rates is greater than or equal to 2 times 10 to the power of minus 6 m sun year 1. Such extreme parameters suggest that the brightest SSSs could be unidentified optical novae in a post-nova SSS state sustained at a high long-lasting luminosity by resumed accretion, possibly at super-Eddington rates. New observations and theoretical multi-wavelength modeling of the global set of SSSs are needed to reliably determine their parameters, and thus understand their proper stage in stellar evolution. This was multi-wavelength modeling the set of luminous supersoft X-ray sources in Large Magellanic Cloud and Small Magellanic Cloud, by Augustin Skopel.